Blog Talk Radio.
Made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, February the 26th, 2023. Now, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by the anointed servant leaders here at Spirit Alive in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Bishop Lester Carver, hallelujah, Minister Tina Brown, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and of course, our speaker, our anointed speaker for today, Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us, we would just like to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that on today, that you will hear something that will truly edify your spirit and uplift your soul. So right now, please bow with me as we go to the Lord in opening prayer. Oh, Most High, we come before your throne of grace today, just praising you, oh God, for the opportunity to come together as a family and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning and bringing us out to worship you and to honor you and to glorify you and to magnify you. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would receive our worship, Lord, because it's all about you. We pray that on today that your people will hear a word, Lord God, that will resonate in their spirit, causing them to want to live a more abundant life in you, Lord. And if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, we pray that today would be the day that they would make you their Lord and their Savior. So, Lord God, bless every participant, bless every listener around the world, because it is in your name that we do all things and we give all the honor and the glory and the praise. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to glory, and from faith to faith, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am forgetting what's behind me. I have finally decided I'll be moving on.
Told me we're moving up in God's way. Told me we're moving up in God's way. Told me we're moving up in God's way. me we moving, I'm in God's way.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saints, it is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come where she, and then she will read to us with conviction from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So please, my brothers and sisters, retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen, and good morning, everyone. I praise God that I'm able to be here this morning. I just love the Lord, and I know he loves me. The meditational reading this morning is entitled Jesus, King and Lord over the storm. We'll be looking at Matthew 14 and 27. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of great cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Are you going through a dark, difficult moment in your life? Perhaps the storm just rages on with no let up and you are trembling in fear. You find that any time now you may just cave in and go under because you cannot bear the storm or beat the storm. Be comforted that Jesus sees what you are going through, and he always comes to where you are in your darkest hour. He did that for the disciples one stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus came walking on the stormy water, walking on top of the problem that was threatening to overwhelm them. He is indeed the King and Lord over the storm. When your eyes are on Christ, even though the storms are raging and the winds are blowing, you will know that you are above your troubles and circumstances. When people ask you how you are doing under the circumstances, tell them, "I'm not under the circumstances. I am on top of them because my God is above all." Don't be fearful. He will come to you walking on the stormy waters. Hear his comforting voice telling you, "Be of good cheer. I do not be afraid." And as you behold Jesus, you become like him. You will find yourself doing things you did not know you could do. You will, like Peter, walk on water, verses 28 and 29. This happens when you are occupied with the person of Jesus, with his resources, love, wisdom, ability, power, and majesty. My friends, even during the times when you take your eyes off Jesus, he never takes his eyes off you. And when you cry out to him, he will immediately stretch out his hand to catch hold of you. You will not go under. There may be times when you are not able to find your way back. Jesus will then hold your hand and walk you back to the boat. And like Peter, you will realize that with your hand in his, the storm will come to a standstill. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thoughts for the day: as you behold Jesus, you will find yourself doing things you did not know you could do. Amen and glory to God.
I come too far to turn around now. I have to keep on trusting, no, Lord. know y'all well. I can't give up.
I can't give up.
Oh, no,
I can't
no.
Give up.
I can't give up now.
I can't give up.
No, sir.
I can't
that I've come too far.
I can't give up.
Turn around
I
now.
Can't give
that I've come a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
It may get a little tough.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stay right there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stay right there.
Oh, yeah.
Take your burden to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I want God to make a way.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a way out of no way.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pick you up when you're down.
Oh, yeah.
I turn your life all around.
Oh, yeah.
A good, good God Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Jesus,
oh, yeah.
Talking about Dr. Jesus,
oh, yeah.
The one that died for me,
oh, yeah.
The one that set me free.
Oh, yeah.
A good, good God Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody know He's real?
Oh, yeah.
My God, answer prayer.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God! It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we simply come together as a family, collectively, as we individually go to the Lord in prayer. This is a time when we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world. This is a time when we just want our love for others to be known unto the Father. So right now, if you would please just bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Most High, we come before your throne of grace this morning, first and foremost, just praising you. Lord God, we glorify you and we thank you because we know that we live, move, and have our very being in you and in you alone. Lord, we thank you that you saw fit to wake us up this morning, clothe us in our right mind with a portion of our health and our strength. And right now, Lord, we come before you just asking that you search us, oh God. And if there's anything in us that is not like you, God, if there's anything that is unpleasing to you, Father God, we just pray that you would forgive us and create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit because, Lord, we don't want anything to hinder our petitions, our supplications, our intercessions from your throne of grace. Lord, we come lifting up the sick and the shut-in this morning to you, Lord God. Because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the healer. And we know, Father God, it is your pleasure to touch and to heal your children. So, Lord, we praise you for all of those that you have been healing, that you have healed, you are healing, and for every person that you will heal. And, Lord, we
yes,
pray that
Lord.
They will make it a part of their daily testimony of your goodness and your grace
yes.
and about who you are, Father God. And, Lord, we just praise you in advance. We ask a special blessing, Father God, on those this morning that are feeling hopeless, that may be feeling hurt, that may be feeling hapless, oh God, may be feeling, Lord God, as though they're all alone. We just pray that you stop by this morning and remind them that you are still God and you are still high and lifted up on your throne and you have
yeah.
never forgotten nor forsaken one of your children. And you don't plan to start today. Lord God, we just praise you for all the children that you are rescuing around this world from the hands of traffickers, from the hands of abusers. Mm-hmm. Father God, we praise you that you are our avenger. We praise you that you are the good shepherd, Father God, the one that protects your sheep and guards your sheep from the wolves, Father God. And we praise you, Father God, that we know that if you did it for them, you will do it for others. So, Lord, I pray that some boy or girl, some man or woman, Lord, that is held against their will, that is being exploited, Father God, that is being misused, that is being abused or mistreated, will come to just look up and know that you're standing there. Father God, we pray for all of those who are homeless. We pray, Lord God, that we pray that they would allow you to become their refuge. Yeah. Because you house them with so much more than a roof. You clothe them with so much more than the clothes that we can put on our backs. You feed them so much more than the food that they can put in their bellies, Lord God. So we pray that they would come to you today, O Lord. Seek your face. Hallelujah. We pray for our brothers and sisters around the world that are oppressed, that are in a place where, Lord God, they can't even praise your holy name in public, Lord. So we just pray that you continue to hide them in plain sight, Lord God, so that you may continue to receive the honor and the glory and the praise. Lord, we want our brothers and sisters to know that the things that go on in their lives affect ours. Lord, we come praying for the displaced this morning, all of those who have been displaced by natural disasters, all of those, Lord God, who are devastated by domestic violence, by unsenseless violence in this world, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that we would all cry out to you, expecting you to make it right, because only you can, Father God. We pray for these governments all over this world, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that every blood-washed believer that sits on every board, every cabinet, in every house of every senate, of every parliament, Father God, they would stand up, Lord God, and speak out and govern themselves in a way that would be pleasing unto you.
Yes.
And, Lord, I pray for every servant leader today, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that every servant leader would daily examine themselves, Lord God, would humble themselves on the daily, would die to self daily so we can be about the business of equipping your people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would do so in order to lead your people into the right path. We don't want to be authors of confusion, Lord God. We don't want to be false prophets, Lord God. We don't want to be anything that's going to be a hindrance to one of your children. So, Lord, I pray for every church door that's open today, every Zoom meeting, every broadcast all over the world, Lord, that is going out over your name. I pray that it gives you glory. I pray that it disciples your children. I pray that it empowers, impacts, equips, Lord God, all that hear it, because we know when it is done under the anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, the word of God will do everything that you set it out to do. So, Lord God, let us come from a place of worship. Let us come from a place of praise today. Let us forget about ourselves, Lord God. And just give it up for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just give it up for the living bread. Just give it up for the living water. Just give it up for you, King Jesus.
Yeah.
Because you hold our world in the palm of your hand. There's nothing we can do separated from you, oh God. We pray that the body of Christ would come together in a place of unity. We pray that we would truly love one another, as you have commanded us to love one another, Father God, and not just on Sundays. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen us for the journey and the vocation to which you have called us, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, that we never grow weary of doing good, that we never lose our passion for your people. Lord, I want to thank you for every servant leader that's here at Spirit Alive. I ask, Lord God, that you bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. And, Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, because we know when we are living to please you, the enemy is mad. So, Lord God, I'm praying right now, please protect my family. Please place them under your pinion, Father God. Please, Lord God, continue to encourage them yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless them.
Lord.
Bless their finances, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Lord, whatever the need is, I'm praying as their sister that you give it to them. I stand in agreement with them. And Lord, bless them as they go out into the city, into the fields, into the prisons, into the schools. Bless them, Lord God, as they go out, because wherever they go, Lord, they carry you with them. So, Lord, we just pray for your people. We pray that we would just truly, truly begin to, hallelujah, recognize you for the great I am that you are, so that we wouldn't have to live in fear, so we won't be walking around in our insecurity, so we will not be doubting and having unbelief and unforgiveness in our lives. Lord, I'm just praying that you move over your people, just as you said you will in your holy word. You said in the latter days, your spirit will be poured out upon your sons and your daughters. Lord, let it pour out upon us. Because we just want to do what you would have us to do, the way you would have us to do it. Lord, we pray for all of those who are lost. We pray, Lord God, that today would be the day that they would come to you and make you their Lord and their Savior. We pray, Lord God, that they would not turn a blind ear to the prickling of their hearts. We pray, Lord God, that they would not allow the fear and their what they believe they are to overcome coming into a relationship with you. Lord, bless us one and all as we continue to give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we do pray it all, and we thank you for it all. Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your holy name.
My, 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 my. If you don't mind, I want to share something with you. Put your hands together. Said I'm going all the way just to see him.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God, saints. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. The linen has been laid. The beautiful flatware has been placed. And now it's time for this morning's speaker to step up and serve a sumptuous of the word of God. This morning's speaker is none other than our much beloved Apostle Zeta Flowers. Apostle Flowers is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship, which is located in Oakland, California. This woman has been on the battlefield for the Lord, hallelujah, longer than a lot of us have been in the world. But she's been going all the way with Jesus. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I know that you are about to be blessed by the anointed woman of God in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God, everyone. Thank you so much, Apostle Cook, for allowing this opportunity today. I praise God whenever I have an opportunity to speak about the Lord, because he is so good. Hallelujah. And that's
yes,
just speaking
right.
Lightly. He's so much more to us. Amen. He's everything. And I thank him. I thank him for a life in him. I thank him that one day, hallelujah, he got my attention and I decided to follow Jesus with no turning back. So I praise him today for his goodness and all that he has done and all that he continues to do. Praise God in my life and in the life of others. I'm just going to have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I pray this morning that I believe that you have given me a word today for your people. And I pray, Lord, that only your spirit will speak. I pray that nothing about myself will enter in the way.
My Lord.
I pray that whatever comes forth, Lord, will bless somebody today, that someone will be encouraged, that someone will desire a deeper relationship in you, God, and that someone may be saved. So I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Okay,
amen.
My message today is pressing on, because I found that in this life, we need to press on. We can't just be lackadaisy about things, but when it comes down to the things of God, it's serious, and we need to be about his business. And we know that there is one that is against us, and that's the enemy, Satan, the devil, the deceiver, the liar, and all of these evil things that he is. We know what he came to do, but we want to focus more on what Jesus came to do. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly.
Yes, he did.
And whatever he promises us and tells us, he will do it. We can count on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And by faith, we can trust him, because he has given all of us, each one of us, a measure of faith. And so when it comes down to pressing on, we need to press on in faith. We need to persevere. And I'm going to talk a bit about perseverance, because it's vital, it's necessary for us in the body of Christ, so that we can keep on going, that we can press on, that we can still stand no matter what we are faced with.
Yeah.
Because in this life, we're going to go through all kinds of things, setbacks, holdups, adversities, opposition, just, you know, all kinds of things we're going to be faced with. But
yes,
we know that we have a living God.
Yes.
And he's always with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. He's given us all the tools to work with so that we can continue on. We do that. And I'm going to share some things that will help us. First, I would like to go to 2 Corinthians because I just feel led to read out of this chapter. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to start with I'll start with the third verse. It says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." So it's so important that not only that we have the gospel for ourselves, but that we share it. Verse 4 says, "In whom the god of this world," which is Satan, "hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness," which is Jesus, "has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but never destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always, always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the God." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "For which cause we faint not, we hold on and we press on." Praise God. Hallelujah. "But through our outward man, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but as the things which are not seen." That's faith. "For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Okay, God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We must press
Glory
on.
God.
We must press on. Hallelujah. Yeah. And as I said before, in talking about pressing on, we need to know something about perseverance. Jesus persevered until the end. Praise God. Great example. Hallelujah. So we also can persevere. Praise God. Perseverance is a continued effort to do or to achieve something in spite of your difficulties, your failures, your opposition, your setbacks, your roadblocks, and times of just feeling stuck, feeling as though you're in bondage, the barriers that we face in this life and all the obstacles that we face. We must press on through all these difficulties and situations that we know that the enemy has set up for us. We must have a mind to finish what we started. And what we, God has a purpose for each one of us, as we know. And so whatever God has instilled in you, the assignment that he's given you, the calling that's on your life, the gifts and the talents and all these things, praise God, hallelujah, we must press on in order to complete our assignments and complete our missions and complete all the tasks that God has set before us. So that is the reason it's so important to persevere. Perseverance is vital. We can't get where we're trying to go if we don't persevere. Praise God. And we do it. We do it through faith and through prayer. Hallelujah. That helps us to get through. And then, you know, the Bible mentions our war, our weapons, our divine weapons that are found in Ephesians 6 that God has given us to fight with, because we are in a battle. There is a warring going on. Hallelujah. The enemy wants us. God has us. And the enemy is trying to take us. And so we need to press on. We need to persevere. We cannot give up. Praise God. We want to and should have the desire to want to carry out the will of God. So that's going to take some tenacity, some determination, some endurance, some steadfastness, and also some courage. And I'm talking about boldness and holy boldness. We've got to stand, hallelujah, against the power of Satan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the power of God that is in us supersedes any other power. We also have to have a made-up mind. And having the ability to stick toward our goals and our tasks and our passions, because the passions that we have are passions that God has planted in us. Praise God. So we want to continue that drive, that passion, which is so vital, not only for our own lives, but also for the sake of others. And for the glory of God, we must hang on. Hallelujah. We must press on. We must endure. Praise God. So we want to develop some good habits. Praise God. And some of the good habits I always think about is praying, making that a wanting to come to God just when I'm in need, but coming to God to seek him for his will and for what he wants me to do. And when I complete an assignment, I want to go back to him and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do now?
Yeah.
Where do I go from here? What is the next plan? Hallelujah. So we want to develop good habits and know our purpose. And so in knowing our purpose, sometimes we don't always know and we don't always understand everything, but we have a loving God, a God that is just here for us anytime. He never sleeps or slumbers. So we can go to him anytime and ask him, what is my purpose? What is it that you desire me to do? And then we can ask for his help. Praise God, because we can have all the tools and everything, but we need his guidance.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us. If we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, then, you know, we have the Holy Spirit present with us. Praise God. And so we need to allow him to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. Praise God. So that we can stay on the straight and narrow, hallelujah, with God and find ourselves you know, out there somewhere where we don't need to be. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And we also must be resilient. We must, you know, have a mindset to bounce back, even if we have failed, even if we have fallen. Have that mindset that I have Jesus. He's living in me. Hallelujah. I can bounce back. I am resilient. Praise God.
Yeah.
I don't have to give in. Praise God. And I don't want to give up. So I'm not going to give up. Praise God. I'm not going to be a quitter. Set yourself out to be a winner. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quitters never win. So we don't want to give up because things look too hard or they seem impossible or the devil is raging at us. We don't have to give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to walk in boldness. He said that he has given us power. We can tread upon serpents and scorpions, and none of these things shall hurt us. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're anchored in God. Hallelujah. We're allowing him to take over in our lives. We're allowing him to be our helper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's our burden bearer. He's our way maker. He's our shelter. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. Praise God. He's our everything. He's everything. Everything that we need is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You can always turn to him. Praise God. If you're going through sickness, any illnesses or anything like that, you can call on God or call on the elders, hallelujah, to pray with you, hallelujah, to strengthen you and believe God that your healing will be manifested. Because by his stripes, the word of God says in Isaiah 53 and 5, we are already healed. God wants us just to believe and trust him, hallelujah. And then we will see our healing manifested. We'll see our breakthroughs manifested. We will see all of those things that we need, hallelujah, from the Lord, which he has already given, already promised. We trust, put our trust and belief in him, we will see them come to pass. The word of the Lord in Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So they're already promised, hallelujah, in his word. Praise God. So we need to be in the word. We need to study, hallelujah. We need to hear the word. We need to hear the spoken word. If God sends a prophet, we need to hear the prophet, hallelujah. I'm talking about a true prophet. God speaks to us through so many ways, through his written word, through his spoken word, through his prophets that he has raised up. Hallelujah. God knows. He knows everything. Hallelujah. And he will take care of us. He's promised. So we just need to trust him and know that greater is he that's in us. Is greater than anything in the world. Praise God. So it's time for us to move on. We can't live in the past. If we live in the past, we won't get anywhere. Praise God. So we need to be motivated. Hallelujah. Stirred up and encouraged. Hallelujah. And that helps us. Praise God.
Amen.
To keep on.
Amen.
To hold on. Hallelujah. To not let go of God's unchanging hands, because he doesn't change in any way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, again, it's time for us to move on. Jesus has brought us this far, and he's not leaving us now. We must take hold of God's word like never before.
Yes.
And don't even think about living in the past. God has so many greater things in store for us, and it's worth pressing on for, believe me. God wants us to do God wants to do a new thing in us, regardless of any former setbacks or even now. Hallelujah. We've come too far to turn around now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read some verses here. James 1, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall resume the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Praise God. And then Psalms 86 and 11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." Hallelujah. And we don't want to fear anything else. We want to have the fear of God in us, which is a reverence kind of fear, a trusting kind of fear, that we trust in God above anything else, no matter what we're faced with. David was faced with Goliath. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he was an overcomer. Praise God. We are overcomers. The word of the Lord says that we are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. We can make it. We can do it. Galatians 6 and 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So if we hold up and hold out and press on, praise God, we shall reap. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because if you do all that, you're not going to give up. You're not going to get weary in what we're doing for the sake of Christ. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 3 and 13, Paul saw that the Thessalonians were doing the right thing and they needed to continue in spite of others falling short. And we're going to see that in our walk. We're going to see others falling short of the glory of God. We're going to see people turning away from God. We're going to see backsliders. We're going to see all of that. But in spite of that, persevere and keep on going. Hallelujah. And encourage them as we continue. Hallelujah. We can continue to grow by being persistent in the things of God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So we need to keep on striving, keep on moving to reach our goals and to reach, hallelujah, the work that God has set before us and continue in it, hallelujah, until it's done. So in order to do that, we must stay focused, meaning that our focus must continue to stay, be on God.
Yes.
And we will press on. If our focus is on him, we will press on. Hallelujah. Jesus persevered through agony on the cross. He gave his life for a sinner like me. He also offered the most perfect example of endurance as he was finishing his race.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he did it in a perfect manner. He did not complain. Jesus Christ is our ultimate example of perseverance. Amen? He is. Hallelujah. When we think about all that he endured, hallelujah, he endured it for our sake. Hallelujah. I think we can endure some things in this life, in our walk. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can endure some things also because we are built up in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He lives in us and we live in him. God died for everybody, and that includes you and me. Hallelujah. We must know God. We must have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And with that relationship with him, having that relationship with him, interacting with God on a daily basis through his word, through prayer, utilizing the faith that we have. Hallelujah. Keeping our faith motivated, keeping our love in action. Hallelujah. Faith and love. Hallelujah. Our action verbs.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We must exercise both. Praise God. Hallelujah. Never forget the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Never forget the fact that we didn't choose him. He chose us.
Yeah.
Because he loved us just that much. And he knew that we were in need of a Savior. So he died for us. God gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. His only Son. So that we could have a life. And not just live, but have life eternally. Eternally. Forever, hallelujah, with Jesus Christ. So that's why we're going to continue. That's why we need to continue pressing on, hallelujah. We're in a race that's not given to the swift, but the race that we're in is given to those that will endure until the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Like Jesus did. And he said, it is finished. It was finished. He was done. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He was sent to this earth to make a difference, and he did. And the things that God has planted in us, we want to make a difference. Hallelujah. We want the world to know, hallelujah, who's operating in us and through us. Hallelujah. It's not us, but it's the God that's in us, that
yes.
lives in us,
yes.
hallelujah, and works in us and works through us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a God of multiplication. He wants to multiply, hallelujah. He doesn't want to take from us, but he wants to multiply. When he sent out his first disciples, hallelujah. It wasn't just about them. Hallelujah. But it also was about others, praise God, that needed to become disciples. So we should be encouraged to do the same. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He set the example. Hallelujah. He taught us, but he also commanded us. And that's what we must remember, that we don't have a choice, command to fulfill, praise God. So we need to carry that out. And we can't carry it out by giving up. We can't carry it out by having fear over the things that we have to face, over the things that we don't even know is coming, the unknown, but we don't have to fear, hallelujah, because we have a God, hallelujah, that tells us, hallelujah, that he didn't give us that spirit. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us love, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His love, hallelujah. His divine love. He gave us his power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we can operate. He gave us a sound mind. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
We can operate and know because we have a sound mind. Because if we've been transformed, we don't have the same mind anymore. We don't have the same mindset. We're different. Hallelujah. We've been called apart. We've been set apart. Hallelujah. Come out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Marvelous light. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's the one.
Yes.
He's the one that brought us out. Hallelujah. And why wouldn't we want to carry out his plans? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We must know who we are and not allow anyone or anything to intimidate us. We must believe and not doubt what God has already promised us. Hallelujah. Know who you are. Hallelujah. Believe that you are who God says you are. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Don't focus on the situation that you might be in, because that situation will change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to keep going through the same things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Especially when we're trusting God and knowing that God is going to do what we need him to do in our lives,
mm-hmm.
no matter
mm-hmm.
what the situation is. Praise God.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that no matter what obstacles we face, we don't have to focus on them. Focus on God. Hallelujah. We're going to have barriers. There are going to be barriers set up against us. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be looked down at and all kinds of things. There are going to be people that are going to feel like they're so much above us. Don't allow any of that to affect you or bother you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
God has so much in his plans for you, and they will be carried out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we must believe God and not the circumstances, not the situations. Hallelujah. Not the
yeah.
problems. Praise God. None of these things, because they don't mean anything. Joseph was thrown into the pit, but Joseph got out. He didn't stay there. We might be knocked down. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But we get up. We get up. Hallelujah. Because God is our strength, and he has given us the strength to press on. Hallelujah. So we can do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 4:9, we're troubled on every side, but we're not forsaken.
Yes.
We're not destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I love
and if
that.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Come on.
Amen.
That's
and
right.
we know the
Amen.
Answer.
Nobody.
Nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say that, y'all.
God will turn things around for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will bless you even in the presence of your enemies.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He will cause even your enemies to be your footstool.
Footstool. Yes, yes, he will.
Hallelujah. But because of the love that we have, that is the love
yeah.
of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if we can, we're not going to put our feet on our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. The 28th chapter of Deuteronomy tells us a lot of things, hallelujah, that we have coming for us, that we can count on, hallelujah, if we stay focused on God, if we obey him, obey God, which is what we all need to do, hallelujah, walk in obedience, walk in obedience. All that I've been through, I'm still standing.
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God.
Yeah.
I thank God.
Thank
that even when
you.
I was knocked
yeah.
down, I got up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus was knocked down. Jesus got up. And because he did, we can also
yeah.
get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have that great day coming when he's going to raise us all up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to be able to live and to be with him forever and ever. There won't be any end. That's why we're pressing on today.
Amen.
Because it's worth it. The press is worth it. Hallelujah. The endurance is worth it. The tenacity is worth it. Walking in boldness is worth it. Hallelujah. Attacking
yeah.
Satan with all the divine weapons that God has given us is worth it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our goal and our
uh-huh.
ultimate goal should be that we want to be with Jesus.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Romans 8:37 lets
yes.
us know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we're more than conquerors. We can. Hallelujah. We're walking. Not just walking in victory, but great victory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Great victory. Because our Savior, Jesus Christ, made us victorious. Because he was victorious. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so the ruler of this world, remember this. He has no power over you. According to John chapter 14, verse 30.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. He's
yes.
blessing us. I thank him for answered prayer today.
Yes.
I thank him for just all the things he has done and continues to do for us. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the one that I'm talking about has raised us up and seated us together in
yes.
the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
But before any of us go into warfare, recognize that it is not you that the devil
but
is afraid
God.
Of.
Yes.
It is the Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We have been raised up and seated with Christ in heavenly places, and that's why,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, the devil is mad at us. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. But also, this is why the Holy Spirit continues to speak to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Glory
you, Jesus.
Yes.
And we're positioned. We have positioned ourselves in the presence of
uh-huh.
God. Jesus did that
uh-huh.
for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in his presence, and we're in his presence
uh-huh.
always. Always, no matter what's
That's
going
right.
on around you, hallelujah, no
yeah.
or no matter where you might end up being, whether that's jail, prison, juvenile, hospital, wherever you might be, in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a war, he's
yeah.
there. He's with
he's
you.
Got you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, anyway, do not seek to rule over the devil until you are submitting to God's rule over you. Hallelujah. Because the focal point of all victory comes from seeking God until you find him. And after having found him, allow his presence to fill your spirit with his peace. Hallelujah. From full assurance at his right hand as you rest in his victory. So will you rule, you will also rule in the midst of your enemies. Keep pressing on. God bless you, and I hope that you receive something out of this message. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah, and glory to God. Well, I know I got something out of it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful, powerful word. Now, you've heard the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And in a moment, I'm going to have Minister Tina Brown come forth, and you need to make a decision if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin. Today could be the day that you will not only press on, but you will be able to press on with power, press on with peace, press on with patience. Press on with forgiveness and unconditional love. Press on, hallelujah, with help from Jesus. But before I asked Minister Tina to come with an invitation, that will be followed by Evangelist Michelle Scott, who I'm going to ask to pray for the new converts. I'm going to ask that pastor, an intercessor, Vanessa Carver, come forth and seal this message, because we don't want any of us to just be hearers of the word, but we're also praying at the same time that we will be doers of the word. So, Pastor Vanessa, Lord, would you please come forth and pray and seal this message?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that encouraging word. We know that it will not return void. We thank you, Lord, today. We come before you with the expectation of the word that we heard. First of all, sincerely coming to you and learning to worship you in spirit and in truth, we agree with the word. And I thank you, Lord, that we agree with the word, but also be aware and be cognizant of the fact that the enemy is going to challenge us with that word. And I thank you, Lord, today that our faith increase, because we heard the word and faith come by hearing. So I just thank you, Lord, today that we receive the encouragement, receive what it is to endure all the different lessons and all the different things that we need to gain to be more effective in work and how we serve your people has to do with our endurance. So I thank you, Lord, and I praise you right now that this word is going to encourage somebody today. It's going to go and encourage and restore so that people can begin to pick up where they left off. So that people can say, oh, I just need to agree and not begrudge the things of God and not despise the things of God. Give us understanding of this word today and let us know that we hide it in our hearts because it's a valuable thing. And we are in agreement with it in your precious name. Amen.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. Now, I'm going to have Minister Tina and Evangelist Michelle come forth, and that will be followed by a word from our man of God, Bishop Lester Carver, to the men of God. Hallelujah, because here at Spirit Alive, we truly want all of our brothers to be in their rightful places, because I believe when the men of God, hallelujah, are in their rightful place, other things will automatically fall into place. So I'm going to ask Minister Tina to come forth right now and extend the invitation to all who are lost and that want to receive. Hallelujah. And then that will be followed by a prayer for our new converts by none other than Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that was just an encouraging, beautiful, beautiful message, Apostle
Zeta.
Yes, it was. Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any of you that were listening to this message today, felt it in your heart that you want to know Jesus, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you in prayer, asking for forgiveness of my sins. I confess to you, I believe that your Son is Jesus, and he died on the cross for us at Calvary so that we might be forgiven and have eternal life. Come into my heart, Heavenly Father. I make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. If you just prayed that prayer in any form with a sincere heart, we want you to know that right here, right now, you are saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are accepted. You have been, hallelujah, you are loved. You are forgiven. Hallelujah. And we just pray that you will join with a local church. Study to show yourself approved. Just get into the Lord. Learn who he is. Find out just how good he is. Because the more you know about him, the more you will grow in him. So right now I'm going to ask my dear sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, to come forth and to pray for all of you, because we want you to make it. We don't want you confessing to Christ to just be lip service. We want you to be able to have the fullness of everything that his love has to offer. Evangelist Scott?
Thank you. With closed eyes, humble hearts, Father, and humble hearts, Father God, we come to your throne of grace and mercy, lifting up the new converts. We come thanking you for each and every one of them, Father God, for making the choice to serve you. Lord, we ask that you cover them from head to toe, Father God. Lord, cover them in your righteous blood. Put them in the company of tried and true Christians, Father God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Want them
yes.
to be around Christians who have been through some storms that can explain
yes,
to them and teach
yes,
them and let them know
that
they are truly loved and forgiven of all of their sins, Father God. Help them and that they would help them along their Christian journey, Father God, for the battles have just started. When you give your life to Christ, Father God, some people think that the devil will leave you alone, but that's when he's going to really try you. So we ask that you cover these new converts, Father God.
Yes.
Help them to find a church home with the shepherd who will teach them all about you, Father God. That will teach them your will and your word, Father God, so that they can serve you fully, Father God, in spirit and in truth. We just thank you for them.
Thank you, Lord, for
their hearts. We thank you for the decision that they made, Father God, and we ask that you go with them everywhere they go, Father God, just covering and surrounding them right now, Father God, with all of your love, your grace, your peace, and your mercy. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we ask it all. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Evangelist Michelle. We're so glad you're here with us this morning. Glory to God. And also, if there's anyone else in the sanctuary this morning and you would like to have a word of praise, or you just want to let us know that you were here, or you just want to say thank you, Jesus, if you press your 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you too would like to join the praise party. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. And you can just come on in and put your praise on it too. But right, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go ahead to that, and then we will hear from our bishop. Amen. Yes, 415-4154. Come on in the room. God bless you. Area code 415, last 4 digits 4154. You are in the sanctuary.
Yes, hi, good morning. Praise God. I just want to thank God for the word that came forth today. It really touched me, and it really helped me with my walk. And I'm in a convalescent home. I broke my femur bone. And I thank God for this program that I can turn it on while I'm here. And the word of God follow you anywhere. And I just want to thank you. And everyone have a blessed day.
Yes.
Amen, my sister. We're glad you're here. Yeah. Amen. Anyone else before we go to our bishop? Hallelujah. Because we're going to let the man of God have his say, and then we're going to get up out of here. Hallelujah. Because we are in the midst of a wonderful service. And once again, we want to thank everyone who listens faithfully, for all of you that inbox me and let me know how much you appreciate the servant leaders and how you love to hear the reading, or you love the way Pastor Vanessa prays, or, you know, whatever, all of your wonderful comments, they really bless me. And it blesses because they are indeed some wonderful people and of God, and they just really love to give him all the honor, glory, and praise. So I'm grateful to each and every one of you for loving us and stopping by and just praising God with us. So Brother Bishop, come on in the room, because I know you got something to tell the brothers today. I feel it all the way down to my toes. I feel it. Come on.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I just want to once again say thank you for that awesome word that Apostle Zeta Flowers gave us this morning. That was awesome. The men, the word for the men really comes from two portions of scripture. The first is in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 in the Old Testament, where it says, every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Now, we know that this is in the Old Testament. So the gift of God that we enjoy today is the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit, which wasn't available back then. But back then, we could look at God giving us riches and wealth and giving us power to eat of our riches and wealth and to take our portion and to rejoice in our labor. But what God tells us today is to seek first his kingdom, the kingdom of God, spiritually, and to seek the righteousness of God so that when who are lost in Christ and we minister to them and we draw them into the kingdom, we're doing the work he's called us to do. And then when we seek the righteousness of God by obeying his commands, then he's going to give us everything that they were, people toil at, they sell their soul for, basically. They live for the dollar. And God says, you know what? When you seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, I'll just give you everything.
Amen.
Amen.
In John chapter 6, verse 27, where it says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, shall give you. For him hath God the Father. And when we understand this, when we understand that is the meat that we're seeking, the meat from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that is embodied in the truth of the Word of God, then we know we're seeking the kingdom of God, we're seeking the righteousness of God, and that all of those things that people are killing themselves for, God wants to give us. He wants to bless us.
Yeah.
And feel the promise of is through his son Jesus Christ in our life, so that we don't have to guess. We know that our calling is sure. We know that our place is secure. And we know that God is to finish the work that he started in us. So I just want to end today and anyone else who might be blessed from what they heard as well.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I just want to say all of you, once again, we just want to thank Apostle Zeta for that beautiful and powerful word she brought us on today. Apostle Zeta, one thing I'm always assured of with you is that you're going to let the Lord lead. And it shows because you know, we hear you, we feel you, and it's clear. Everything that you say is so simple and it's so clear. So, like my mother tells me, I'm going to say this to you today. My mother says, if people don't understand the word after you teach, it's because they don't want to.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
That's just how, you know, you just bring it in a simplistic way that makes it easy for the new convert to understand, or someone that's been in the Word of God for a while to truly not only understand, but now they can really get to reflect on it and let it marinate and, you know, hallelujah, let some deliverance
yeah.
begin or some healing begin,
yeah.
restoration begin, some transformation begin. So I'm really grateful to God for the woman of God that you are. I want to praise God for all of the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, and I just praise God for their heart, their spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They are, you know, they just don't show up on their programs during the week and
That's
here
right.
on Sunday to sound spiritual. They are
right.
on the battlefield. They are fighting the good fight every
yes.
day without
yes.
anybody saying, way to go, that's great. You know, no,
mm-hmm.
they're just seeing
yeah.
what needs to be done and they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we give God all the
glory. To be able to walk with brothers and sisters such as these.
Yes.
I beseech you to continue to listen to us on the Spirit Alive Network throughout the week, because we, as all, you know, I know you said, Apostle, you say all the programs are good. That's because they are. Because on tomorrow, we have Bishop and Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa. They're going to be bringing us another installation of God's great love for us. And this is an interactive Bible study where you can call in and listen and participate. And they love it. They love participation. See, we're in this to win it together. So, you know, they are all for participation. Look, brother and sister participation. Amen. And then on Tuesday, though, hallelujah, we once again have a good bishop, and he's going to bring us his Tuesday night teaching. Now, the format
mm-hmm.
is a little bit different from Tuesday night teaching, because this is where he teaches, okay? Now, this is where mm-hmm. you show up with something to write with and to write on. Get ready to prepare to listen and prepare to receive, because he goes deep. He, you know, he just doesn't skim the word, okay? You know, he goes deep.
Yes,
praise God. And on Wednesday, you will get to hear once again, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Apostle Zeta Flowers. We are blessed
yes.
that he holds her Wednesday night Bible study right here on the Spirit Alive Network. So on this coming Wednesday, please join her. And we really want to encourage all those who are members that are a member of All Nations. We want you to be here in the room. We want you to, you know, uplift Jesus with us. Our Spirit Alive family, they're here. So, you know, I'm just asking, I just want you to know, we want you to come out. We want to hear from you. Because, again, Apostle Zeta has an interactive Bible study. So that means if you really have questions, or God has blessed you with something that you want to share, that's a good time to do it. Because again,
Amen.
It's not here to lift
Amen.
Up Jesus in a way that all of his children can be disciples. And then
yes.
on Friday, now ladies, I finally got my prayer answered. Now Friday nights belong to the men with a man at the helm, because Bishop Lester Carter and some of the brotherhood will be back on Friday for every man standing in his place. And I want you to know, fellas, this is going to be a time and a place where you can just come together, speak your mind, hallelujah, you know, and because they're going to be speaking directly to your heart, your issues. So this is a good place. If you don't belong to a brotherhood, you are more than welcome to come and join with Bishop Lester and the Brotherhood of Spirit Alive and get your praise on in the Word of God. On Saturday, we have the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. wonderful young man, young people, you want to see somebody that sounds like you and probably looks a lot like you on fire for Jesus, you need to tune in on Saturday for Minister Tuggle and the Summit, because he will take you higher in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So on behalf of all of us here, I would like to once again say God bless you to our listeners. God bless you, Bishop Carver. God bless you, Minister Tina, Apostle Zeta, Brother Mitchell, hallelujah, Pastor Vanessa, Evangelist Michelle, hallelujah, and to all our listeners around the world. We love you.
Yeah.
And now may the love of God and may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly until we meet again.
Jesus.
We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. From our household to yours, it is truly our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Go in peace. You are dismissed. And remember, God loves you, but so do we. Have a wonderful week.
Amen.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen.
Life,
thank
family,
you.
Thank
you.
Phenomenal
so
service, everyone. God bless you.
Love
you.
Love you.
Amen.
All.
You too.
Love you.
Love you too.